You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Get Back Up, Using Setbacks as Springboards. A traumatic event is defined as a distressing experience that causes significant emotional, psychological, or physical harm. Examples of traumatic events include such things as a car accident, a death of a loved one, a breakup, a loss of a job, or an ongoing series of events like a chronic health problem, continuous physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. These traumatic events typically trigger a range of intense feelings and emotions, including fear, helplessness, and a sense of being overwhelmed. Post-traumatic growth, PTG, is defined as positive psychological changes that emerge as a result of struggling with adversity and trauma. PTG includes the idea that individuals can not only recover from a trauma, but also experience significant personal development and personal transformation from it. PTG involves changes in understanding oneself, others, and the world, and can include increased personal strength, appreciation for life, and a significant shift in priorities. PTG was developed by psychologist Richard Chedesky and Lawrence Calhoun. According to Chedesky and Calhoun, the five most common areas of growth after trauma include, 1, greater appreciation for life, 2, stronger relationships, 3, new possibilities for living, 4, personal strength, and 5, spiritual change. How can you use PTG to overcome any traumas you have experienced in your own life? Consider these three things. 1, reframe your trauma as a temporary setback. To reframe means to change the way you interpret or think about a situation, especially one that seems negative, in order to see it from a more empowering or constructive perspective. Reframe your trauma with discernment, that is, without judgment, as a temporary setback. A temporary setback is a short-term adversity, obstacle, or disruption in your life that slows your progress but doesn't define your overall path or potential. It's a life challenge, but it is not a defeat. Take responsibility for initiating change, growth, and transformations in your own life as you reframe your trauma as a temporary setback. 2, ask yourself open-ended questions about your temporary setback. Open-ended questions are questions that cannot be answered with a simple yes or no. Instead, open-ended questions require you to reflect in a positive way, then explain and elaborate. Ask open-ended questions to gain insight and positive information from your own intuition. For example, ask yourself these questions to fully explore your temporary setback. What is this temporary setback teaching me about myself? How can this temporary setback shape or reshape who I am today? Why do I think this temporary setback affected me so deeply? What strengths did I not know I had that this temporary setback exposed? Do I need to pivot or change direction right now? 3, use your temporary setback to re-empower yourself. After a temporary setback, start by rebuilding your confidence and trust in yourself. This will help you re-empower yourself. Being empowered is knowing exactly who you are, knowing you are supported by a higher power, and have a clear vision for yourself and others. Strive for progress, but not perfection. Building confidence and trust is about taking responsibility for your own growth and proving to yourself through simple actions you are capable and worthy. Start by committing to such small, simple actions daily, then follow through. Such small, simple actions include, for example, start each day with one positive, empowering thought and say it out loud. Example, today I choose to feel good. Positive words and an empowering thought lead to the generation of positive emotions. Be honest with yourself about your feeling. Example, today I'm going to say what I'm feeling. Express, don't repress your feelings. Spend 5 minutes doing something just for the joy of it. Example, sing along with the radio, dance whether someone is watching or not, play with a pet, view a sunrise, view a sunset, etc. Joy begins to create new magic in your life. Stand up straight, look up, and take 3 deep breaths. Example, posture shifts the energy in your body. Looking up brings in positive energy. Breath resets your nervous system. Take a short walk without your phone. Example, moving your body is moving your mindset to something positive. Try walking backwards as well. Walking backwards creates new neural pathways in your brain that help shift your mindset. Traumas are life's hardest moments, but can be the very thing, when viewed as just a temporary step back instead, that propels you into a new, stronger version of yourself and creates a significant positive impact in your life. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.